We come to the last section in this, in having a daily time with the Lord. Now, so far we've covered things like being vitalized, absorbing God's word for food, and building up the habit. Now, I don't know if you had this thought, but when I first saw the messages, I felt like we should have ended yesterday. I don't know if anybody else had this thought, so why do we still have this extra message on learning the secret? I mean, we're here about talking about the humanity of Jesus. And once you build up the habit and you're having that time with the Lord, why not just stop there? But, Joy and I were fellowshipping about this, and what was brought out is that, you know, these messages really go with the theme of this conference. So far, all the other previous messages have been talking about the humanity, which is related to having the fine flour. You know, we need to be those who schedule ourselves. We need to be those who wake up in the morning, who are enjoying the word. All these things are very necessary. But, you know, and even in this message, there's a verse, James 4:6. It says, but he, the Lord, gives greater grace. Therefore, it says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. You know, I like when Brother Tim C. brought the example of the fine flour. And he had, I don't know where Joey is, but he had him taste it. You know, when we, it's good that we build up all these habits. But whatever we do, we can never forget contacting the person of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Everything we do, we have to seek Jesus. Amen. He's the reason why we get up in the morning. It's not just to be revived. It's not to have a good day or whatever our thought is, but it's to seek the person of the Lord himself. Amen. So when we do that, that means that fine flour is being mingled with oil. It's being mingled with the Spirit. We have to remember that in everything we do, God desires to mingle himself with us. So morning, our morning time is no exception. In fact, that's the best time for him to mingle himself with us more. Because that's when we wake up. We haven't started anything. So we're unloaded and we're just ready to just come to the Lord as we are. And we can just open up to him, take the precious blood and just come seek this person. I like this hymn we just sang, you know. Some of these lines are really precious. You know, pray to fellowship with Jesus, listening earnestly to him. Be impressed with his intention, yielding to him from within. That's stanza 5, but I really like stanza 6 too. You know, when we pray to fellowship with Jesus, we're bathing in his countenance. We're even saturated with his very beauty. Don't you want to be saturated with the beauty of the Lord this morning? I know I do. If I'm not saturated with the Lord's beauty, I'm not beautiful at all. I think all of us can say the same thing. But one thing that I was considering in my own experience, you know, we talked about there are two extremes that can happen when we're not properly being mingled. One extreme is, say that you are a person and you just have a good character. You know, you've gotten to the point where you're getting up early, and you're doing all the things that we talked about. But, you know, I'm always reminded in Jeremiah 15 says our heart is very deceitful and corrupted. Many times we don't know our own heart. So hourly it may seem like we're really contacting the Lord in our morning time, but ever so slightly we may be seeking something else. And say we're successful every single day. That eventually might cause us to feel proud or feel like we've accomplished something. And that little thing can keep us from seeking the Lord in a desperate way. I'm starting to realize every day when I get up and have this time with the Lord, I have to be desperate to see the Lord every single morning. I can't be satisfied until I actually kiss him face to face. Once you kiss him, then he's happy. You're happy. But if you don't do that, then we fall a little short. So I don't know, the Lord just has to have mercy on us. You know, that every day we wouldn't, I don't know, you know, it just takes a lot of time Sometimes we don't even know that we're seeking other things, but the Lord is faithful. And he's also a jealous God. So he will let you know the more time you spend with him if you have been seeking something else. And that's the best time to just repent and say, Lord Jesus, I just come to you afresh. And another extreme is say that, you know, you have, because remember, we still have to have the proper humanity. So we can't just not try. If we don't try, then God's not able to operate within us. Because, you know, he requires our cooperation. That's what the mingling implies. So say you are one who's been cooperating and, you know, you've done your best to wake up. I don't know if you had this experience. What if, okay, it's the last day of the college training. How many of you guys are honestly a little tired? So imagine if you do everything right, you go to bed, you even read your Bible, all these things. But what if, like, for this whole week, you just haven't gotten the right amount of sleep? What if you got 4 hours? What if that lasted this week? What about the next week? What if you had a schedule and everything was good, but all of a sudden your schedule changes? Maybe before you didn't have to commute somewhere, but now you have to commute an hour. You know, these little things that come in, and it throws you off. And so when that happens, what do? Do you just say, Lord, I should have got more sleep. I just want to give up. Why keep going? But you know, it's at that moment where the Lord can really cause us. There's a verse in Psalms where the psalmist says, Lord, make me know my day, the measure of my days and what it is, and let me know my end. You know, many times we just don't know how full of strength we are until we're brought to our end, especially when it comes to sleep. You know, sometimes the Lord allows that to happen to show us that we really can do nothing apart from him. But my thought is like, Lord, if you just fix the sleep, I would do a lot better. But the Lord's like, no, I don't want to do that because I really want to be grace to you.
Amen.
You know, what is the definition of grace? Grace is God as our enjoyment.
Amen.
We've been called into the enjoyment.
Amen.
So whenever we're in that situation, the Lord has the opportunity to really come in and take us on to another stage, know him in another level of grace. But it's only when we have to know our end first, though. So anyway, I just hope that in everything we do, we would never forget that the Lord must be our everything, and that we would have a pure heart, and that we will always come to him in a fresh way.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus, we love you this morning.
Amen.
We pray that even this morning you would be so real and fresh to us.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that you are our secret.
Amen.
Our brother Paul learned the secret.
Amen.
He learned to take your very person in all things.
Amen.
May we be such people, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we love you.
Amen.
Amen. Now I'll let Jonah continue. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll start with this. I'd like to hearken back to one of the messages prior regarding the gospel. If you remember, it was spoken to us that when the Lord speaks something to us, gives us a particular vision or commission, we should have a threefold response. The first should be,
Amen.
Amen. That's exactly it. I want to do it. This is good. We should have this response in us. The second is what?
I can't.
Humble yourself before the mighty hand of God.
Amen.
Realize we cannot do this. And then what's the last one? Lord, I need you.
Amen.
Well, Armad was praying about the secret. What's the secret? We need the Lord.
Amen.
This is really the secret. And I had this burden. Actually, Armand and I, but I really had this burden as we were having fellowship, that we would learn in all of these things. Paul says, in everything and in all things, I have found the secret. Amen. We would learn to have transactions with the Lord. Whenever the Lord speaks something to you, we need to learn to pray it back to the Lord. Amen. Haven't we been touched? We need to have morning revival. I think the Lord has spoken that to us. Okay, we need to have a very definite burden within our being. But we need to be those that pray it back. And I feel like this is very important at this juncture in the training. At this training, at this point, I feel like we're not at the same place we were Monday night. Hasn't the training gotten higher?
Amen.
We've come to such a place. I felt like last night in the message, I felt like one of the disciples on the road to Emmaus saying, was not our heart burning? Was your heart burning last night?
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Now, we all have this experience. I sat in this very college training many times. At the end of the week, I had such a feeling, such an inspiration, and that inspiration carried me out of the training. But come Thursday morning, my pillow just will not allow me to have morning revival. It's just too comfortable. We've had this experience. Many of us have. We've determined in our heart, I'm going to have morning revival, but it just doesn't work out. So my burden really is that we wouldn't be carried out of the training merely with a warm, fuzzy feeling of morning revival. Rather, we would be able to pray this into something definite. Okay? This is not... I feel good about morning revival, but we need to, as Armand pointed out, we need to have this mingled burden in our being where it is, we have a definite plan, we have a definite schedule. Sorry, we just can't schlep off the schedule. I like to pray this way. Lord, do everything. But actually, the Lord needs to operate. The Lord needs us to cooperate with His inner operation. Right? Philippians 2 has this verse. He wants us to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. But then it is what? It is God who operates in you both the willing and the working for His good pleasure. So we need to cooperate with His operation. Firstly, we need to have definite schedule. We need to have a definite time. You need to set an alarm, two alarms, three alarms, six or seven alarms, whatever it takes. Okay? But then, this is a principle for our Christian life. We plan, we cooperate, we work as hard as we can. But then, we do not trust in our preparation. What do we trust in? We trust in the Lord.
Amen.
Lord, I can't do it. Lord, I need you. Right? And I like to put it this way. We need to be those that complete the cycle, okay? The Lord speaks something to you. We need to be those that pray it back. I like this verse in Psalm 27. This is the same chapter that Brother Ricky referenced earlier, where this is the psalmist is David saying that, I'd like to be in the house of the Lord, beholding the beauty of His face and inquiring in His temple, right? A few verses down later, it says, when you say, seek my face, to you my heart says, your face, O Lord, will I seek. Right? The Lord spoke to him, seek my face. This week, hasn't the Lord spoken to you?
Amen.
Seek my face. Now, at some point, as soon as possible, as the metal is hot in your being, the feeling is there, we need to pray it back to the Lord. Lord, your face, O Lord, will I seek.
Amen.
Lord, I'd like to have morning revival. I have this definite burden in my being. I give you my schedule. I give you my time. I give you all these things. And even we can ask the Lord, Lord, can you wake me up tomorrow morning? I've set my alarm. I want to have morning revival with you, say at 7:30. But Lord, I don't trust in these things. I need you to wake me up. Right? Don't you think He'll answer these prayers? These things, with just a feeling, we're touched here. I was impressed at the beginning of the training. We don't want to just be touched in our heart, but we want to be touched here. This is inspiration. This changes our life when we're touched in our side, right? And it is possible at these college trainings. And I'll just say my testimony is I failed a lot with regard to morning revival. And it was actually one of these college trainings that I began to have a consistent time in the Lord with the morning. But you do need to spend that time. Here at this college training, we have this morning time. We have many times. I think the brothers have been encouraging us after the messages. Spend some time. Pray whatever burden is on your heart, whatever the Lord has spoken specifically to you, and pray it back to the Lord, right? And there's this other point that I appreciated. This is to humble ourselves, right? We're not anything, right? We need to be under the mighty hand of the Lord and say, Lord, I just need you. I think that's all I've got, so...